While in for Scott Simon for the last few weeks, I had the additional assignment of anchoring NPR's coverage of the 9/11 Commission hearings. Generally, that kind of thing is perfunctory. Witnesses read statements, questions are asked. It sounds and usually is rehearsed, familiar, predictable. But sometimes something breaks through all that. The partisan fog clears, and suddenly we remember that we are talking about important things, our lives, our country, what kind of nation the United States could be and at that moment is. At the 9/11 Commission, former White House counterterrorism coordinator Richard Clark began his account of 9/11 with an apology. "Your government failed you," he said, "and I failed you." He went on, "We tried hard, but that doesn't matter because we failed." The families of victims killed on that September day felt at that moment they heard a true thing, a simple statement that made much of what else said that day ring a bit false. I remember other such moments. I was sitting in the committee room when the House Judiciary Committee approved a bill of impeachment against President Richard Nixon. Members of the committee were pale, exhausted, frightened by what they were doing. There was no pretense, no posturing, and several members were in tears when they voted against the president. And I remember another moment of truth. The Iran-Contra hearings in 1987 were basically about a decision made by Congress not to continue aid to Nicaraguan rebels, and an effort by people in the White House to get aid there anyway. As the days wore on and witnesses answered questions, it got murky, legalistic, bombastic, anything but clear. But one day, a woman named Ellen Garwood was called before the committee. She was a wealthy woman from Dallas. We labeled her an heiress. She talked about visiting the White House. She spoke in a voice that was high and musical. She described a list she was shown. There were weapons on it, and airplanes, she said, and there were prices on the list. My memory is that she chose an aircraft of some kind, which cost many thousands of dollars. Important people talked to her. She saw a list. She called Texas to see if she could cover a very big check. And her banker said yes, although we'll have to sell some stock. Ellen Garwood did not spin that story, she just told it. And the complications fell away. Everyone in the room was clear. As she talked, she kept nervously touching her hair, causing a cascade of old-fashioned steel hairpins to fall out of the bun at the back. After she left, I walked up to the witness table to look for them and picked several up off the floor. I still have them.